Cassie Korzenko will be spending another weekend behind bars. The 32-year-old Barry woman, who has been in custody since the crash on December 1, 2022, is accused of driving while impaired and running into a group of pedestrians in the city's South End. She will remain behind bars at Central North Correctional Center, CNCC, in Penetanguishene until at least next week following an update on her bail status this morning. Korzenko has been charged with 3 counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm. She appeared in court Friday via video link from CNCC concerning the Salvation Army's specialized bail beds. She remains fourth in line on the program's waitlist. The organization's bail verification and supervision program is available to people who have been accused of criminal offenses, regardless of social and economic background. It offers pre-trial supervision for individuals 16 years of age and up, as well as guidance, referrals to community services as well as anger management, anti-theft and alcohol, drug awareness programs. The program also offers a specialized bail bed program for higher needs individuals. Referral to this program comes from lawyers, duty counsel, the Crown, family members, institutions, and individuals. Following today's court appearance, Korzenko is scheduled to have the matter brought back to video remand court on Wednesday, January 18 at 9 a.m. for another update. 3 people suffered serious injuries on December 1, 2022 after being struck by a vehicle near Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive before a Barry Colts game. Barry police say the vehicle involved in the crash was traveling south on Bayview Drive, struck the pedestrians and then collided with 2 other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to hospital. The 3 pedestrians were on their way to the Ontario Hockey League game as part of an excursion with Empower Simcoe, an organization which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities. All 3 pedestrians were airlifted to a Toronto trauma center following the crash. 1 suffered serious and potentially life-threatening injuries, however, all 3 victims are on the mend and no longer in Toronto hospital. Empower Simcoe previously confirmed 1 of the victims as 52-year-old woman Melanie Smith, who works with the organization as a community support worker. The 2 others, men aged 53 and 44, both receive support from the Empower Simcoe and have also been involved with Special Olympics. 1 of the men was confirmed to be Jeff Janes, who, along with the other man, whose identity has not been released, had returned Barry and were last known to be at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, where they were continuing to improve in their recovery.